We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kufn and Gimel Amid Aleph, for starting the new parak, the 24th parak. The Mishnah says, Misha Hikshich but Loi Baderech, Naisin Kisei Lenachri. If somebody is going on the way and it becomes dark, becomes Shabbos, and he's not able to take care of his money, he's allowed to give the money to a guy. And the Gemara says about that, My Tama Sharla Abana Lemesiv Kisei Lenachri. Why did the Rabbanan allow him to give it to a guy? Why don't you have the problem that a mule and an achri is a shvus? So the Gemara says, Kimul Rabbanan de'enun amam and atzmam ma'inai, yulay sharisle asle siyid al amas b'shus harabim. The Rabbanan understood that it's impossible for a person to restrain himself when it comes to his money. So if you're not going to let him do it, give it to a guy, so he'll end up doing it himself, and it'll be even isa deraisa of dal amas b'shus harabim. Now Rashi says, Nais and kisle anachim yibaydei, Rashi says you give the money back to the guy while it's still day. So the Rashi has two tainus on Rashi. Rashi's mashmet that you give it to the guy while it's still day. In other words, and you wouldn't be allowed to give it while it's Shabbos. So first of all, the Gemara says, Dafka kisai of a metziah loy. Dafka kisai you can give to a guy, but a metziah you can't. And the Gemara says a metziah that's asul liyadei is kikisai dami. If he already has the metziah, so it's kikisai. So what's the case of metziah which you can't give to a guy? The case of metziah can't give to a guy means that he never owned the metziah before Shabbos. Because if it's still before Shabbos, so it could be asul yadei, he could pick it up. So it's his. Vice days, it must be Shabbos already. And still, the Gemara to say a chiddush, and since it's a metziah, it's not kisai, who's like tarach ba, so well, that's why you can't give it to a guy. But it sounds like at the same time, you can give kisei to a guy which is on Shabbos. Another ra'i brings is that it says, if he doesn't have a guy, he puts it on the chamar. Now the Gemara, in the next Talmud, explains he can't put it on the chamar. It'll be a problem on the chamar. The pshat is every time the chamar stops, he has to remove it from the chamar and only put it back on when the chamar starts walking. So that's on Shabbos. So you see clearly the gabi chamar, you could put it on the chamar on Shabbos, because it says every time the chamar stops, you remove it, and you put it back on when it starts walking. So a guy also is allowed to do it on Shabbos. So those are the two rayas that you can give it to a guy on Shabbos. Now the Emma says, the achreinim, the shilti gibayim, and the karbin esanel, and the bach, and simon rei samach vav, they all say that Rashi's maskim to that. Rashi's maskim that you're allowed to give it to a guy on Shabbos, the Rambam also says, mefurish, you're allowed to. And these rayas that the Rosh brings, the lechay rayas bureis. That Avad the Rashi is also masking that let's say you didn't get a chance to giving it to a guy before Shabbos, you are allowed to give it to a guy on Shabbos for the same reason they're sure to give it to the guy, because if not, you'll come to carrying it yourself. Rashi is just saying, is the Mishnah is telling you the lechatchila deka etza. What should you do if you hear shechlai b'derech? You should give it to a guy. When should you give it to a guy? Avad, if you have a chance, you should give it to a guy mibaydeim. And that's anyway, al-tzachar, al-tzah, muksi, you should do that. Why should you be Avon, isa muksi, give it on Shabbos when you can do it in Baidyayim? So here's what the Baiskim Naman, that Rashi is maskim ladina, knows kundas is mamish, no machleik is ladina between Rashi and the Rosh. The Rosh would also be maskim that if you could give him Baidyayim, Avadi, you should. Why should you wait till Shabbos and then be Avon, upon him on the isa muksa? And like we'll see, even Amir la'akim, the Rosh is saying it's more kal to do it in Baidyayim. So why not? And they're learning, even though the Rosh didn't learn Rashi this way, the Rashi is about to also mask him that if you didn't give him Baidyayim, you can give it on Shabbos. So, Mara Mechada, Mara Mechada, V'lei Pliki. Now the Rosh says, he has a Raya, that it's another Raya, like we say, he brought two Rayas. One is from Metziah, which is talking about on Shabbos, and only Metziah is us, and not Kisei. And the other is because Menich Al-Chamar is clearly talking about Shabbos. So who would then buy the guy? But then he says, I have another Raya. Because the Gemara Sakasha, my tamu, shara banal lemeisa v'nachri. Why is it mutter to give it to a guy? And the Gemara comes up the heter because ilay sharis le'asa l'si l'al amas b'shus harabim, because they ain't in a maimon al mamaynei. He says, given by game is not asr. It's a mefurish mission in the first parak, that you're allowed to give kale and l'kaiveis, and you're allowed to give the geres to a guy, whatever, all these cases, b'kulam atir me'asil l'mashemesh. You're allowed to give a guy a job to do before Shabbos, all the way up to the beginning of Shabbos. So if you're giving this guy a job to do before Shabbos, what's Bechal Yisr? As I tie in at the Rosh. So what's Takib Shan and Rashi? And Rashi says the Mishnah means Ibrei Yoim, so what's the Yisr? The Kula Matir Mesil L'Meshemesh. So the Goyin in Bir Agra says that there's a Tnai, you need Katsatz. There on the Afya test, it talks about sending a letter with a guy, you need Katsatz. You have to be Katsatz Schar in order to be Matir. Because then he's doing it a Daita Dinafshei. But if you're not Katsatz Schar, so then it's Asr. As I state there, Tais in the Afya test, then he says that you see by the sending the letters, you need Katsatz. So who would hear me by day? You need Katsatz. That's how the guy learns up the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam Perek Vav Alachachav Beis. Misha Yibab B'dayach V'kida Shalav Ayayim. V'hayi Mai Mois. Nais and Kisil and Achri. Lai Lichaloi. Lamais V'shabas Lai Echem Imenu. Someone going in the way, and his Kida Shalav Ayayim, he has money. He gives it to a guy, and he picks it up, Mais V'shabas. Afo Pishal Lai Nasun Lai Skar Al Zeh. Even if he wasn't Katsatz Mois. That's what the Rambam means. If he was Katsatz, it's not mutter. You don't have to come on to a special heter like the Rambam fears eyes because Adam Balam Amainai and Amaitatli Davazan, there'll be Aiva Malacha Shaltair. If he's Katsatz, it's not mutter. So now the Rambam brings a ray from here that it's mutter even when it's like Katsatz. And that's how it's chat in the Mishnah. And then the Rambam says, Afa Pisha Naslim Chashecha mutter. Taich the Gayin. Because the Mishnah is Tomem Beidayim, like Rashi, because that's when you're supposed to do it. But now, the Rambam saying a Chiddush Din, which he learns out, like the Rosh Bud, the Rayas from Mitzvah, and from Chamar, that even if he gave him a Chashek, it's Mutter. But that's not what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah meant he gave him a Beidayim. And there the Chiddush is because you were like Katsatz. So what's Pshat in the Rosh? The Rosh brings a Raya, that the Mishnah has to talk a Chashek, because Beidayim it's Mutter, and Beidayim is only Mutter by Katsatz. So the Rosh really reads his eyes. The Rosh says, "Yimid b'ayim ayri, ma'ika b'ayim aytama, ve'sul matirim b'kulam emashemesh, v'aydei k'sitzes schar mutter." So how do you know the Mishnah is still k'sitzes schar? I think Pashit. Why would they have to be matir anything? Just because it's schar. You have a guy. So tell him, I want you to do me a favor. I can't carry the money. I'm going to tell you to carry the money, and I'm going to give you a k'sitzes schar for it. What's so schwer? I don't want to need the grace of heter. Now, I myself would have said like this, that in Siman Reish Mem Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, he brings in the Beis Yosef there from Kama Rishonim, that even when you katzat schar, you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. That's halacha l'maisa. You could bring your keli to the kavis, and you can bring your car to the mechanic right before Shabbos. You katzat schar. But if you tell him that this has to be done, I'm going to pick it up from you, Maitse Shabbos, then it's also even by Katsatz. So now, I'm not sure Pshat in the Rosh, and even in the Gayin. And Mashpah, the whole problem is, because you're not Katsatz Schar, and if you Katsatz Schar, it's Mutter, but typically you're telling him to do it on Shabbos, unless the Metzius is, that you don't really care, you're telling the guy, you take care of my kids, and he can do what he wants. If he wants to keep his Schar, he could just stay here on the road with the kids, stay here the whole Shabbos, and they'll bring a Meitzah Shabbos. I don't know if that's called the practical Eitzah B'chlal, just like you can't stay there. It doesn't sound like the guy's able to stay there. But just that's what I would have said. If you'd asked me, the Rosh is Kasha, that if it's me B'yid Yoyim, so it's anyway Mutta Yidei K'sitzah Schar. So why would you need a Bezunder Heter? So the guy is saying, because Rashi and the Rambam learn up the Mishnah, that's not Yidei K'sitzah Schar. But I'm a little bit bothered. So why can't you just be Kaitzitz Schar? I would have said because the Mishnah's case is we has to do with Dafkan Shabbos. There's no other Eitzah. So when he has to do with Dafkan Shabbos, it's Mavur in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish from Zayin in the Mishnah the Beis Yosef brings Kamer Mishainim. That's also even a day Kaitzitz Schar. So Mel, that's why even by Dayim you would need a Heter. Now the Mishnah goes weiter and mainly Narchir Menicha Alachamar, and like we mentioned, the Gemara says that the menicha al chamar is a process because you can't stamp it on the chamar. You mechamar chabehemta b'shamis. The Gemara says the chamar will stop frequently to the matl glolim and to the mashtin mayim, and therefore every time the chamar stops, if you're gonna have it go again, that will be mechamar. So every time the chamar stops, you have to remove the kiss from the chamar, and then when he starts walking, you can put it back on, and that way there won't be an akira and anacha from the chamar. Taisa says, who would then the Chayrish Shaita V'Katan that the Gemara reads Zeis? There's also an Isser to do Malacha Al Yidei Chayrish Shaita V'Katan, an Isser Dei Reisa, Leisachilein. But you do the same thing. Every time the Katan starts walking, every time the Katan stops, you have to take it away from him. And when he starts walking, then you can put it back in his hand. So you see from here that you're allowed to be metalto muksa also. They weren't only matir haitzah in these zayfanim of a guy and a chamar and a chereshayt of a katan. They also were matir the person himself to do the yisr of tilto muksa, kishal mayis is muksa. And you're being metalto it. And the chayr, the svar is all this svarim that im leisharis leyas leseyidal amis b'shus harabim. Now the Rishaynim here discuss, there's a big discussion in the Rishaynim here, is there a heter for tiltul muksa mibnei hefsit? If let's say there's a fire, or listim are coming, or whatever the case is, and you have valuables that are muksa, you have money, or other valuables that are muksa, are you allowed to be metaltal them, to hide them, to put them away, to save them from destruction? And this discussion also brings out another nekuda where you find a little bit of opposite svara. Here we find the Gemara svara is that we're more makel for this guy that took shechlei b'derech. We're more makel for him. Because we say, if we're not going to be makel, ainan amaman al mamaynay, and the male will be even isaday raisa. By a fire, we say the opposite. We say we don't allow you to save things from a fire, even things that you'd be allowed to save. But we don't allow you to save them. The Gemara says about food, that you can only save Mazon Gimel Sudas. And you can only save clothing, the clothing that you can wear. So the Gemara asks the Kasha in Perikol Kisui Mechte Beteir Katarach Natzel Tvei. If it's not Muksa, so why can't he save everything? And the Gemara says, because Adam Baal Amamayne, Yisharisli Asul Chabuye. A person will get so far tumult, if he starts saving things, he'll come to put out the fire. So if I can't, there we don't allow him to save things, because he might be over Nisr Deraisa. And here we do allow him to do things which would otherwise be Asim and Arabanan, because he might be over Nisr Deraisa. So the Sefer Chumas is the most makel. The Rishayim bring down the Sefer Chumas that pretty much across the board allows to be metaltal muksa to save it. When there's a fire, when Goyim are coming, you can be metaltal muksa in order to save the muksa. And this brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Lamedal and Siv Beis. Now, what do you do with that, that you're not allowed to save anything from a fire? Because there we have Yisharas Asal Chabuye. And the Sefer Chumas is saying, the Kayach Av Gemara, at any time you're afraid of losing your muksa, whether there's a fire, whether there's a listim, or a Rechman Otslan Pogrom, or something like that, you could save the valuables. So there are the two mahalchim in the Peskim. The Bach and the Chai Adam and others say that the Pshat is the fire they made Exeir when the fire is in your house. When there's a fire in your house, then you can't save anything. Because Yishar Esasul Chabuye, even a non-Muksa item. There there's the Isser Atzala, only what Chazal said in Perikol Kisvei, you could save Kisvei Kodesh, you could save Mazon Gimel Sudas, you could wear the clothing, and you can't save any valuables. What the Sefer Chumas means that you could move muksa because of a fire is when it's not in your house. As long as the fire is not in your house, so the Rishayim say in the beginning called Kisvei, so save everything. There's a fire in your neighborhood, and you're afraid it will spread to your house, so right now there's no asr l'chabuye, so then you could evacuate your entire house. So like the Sefer Chumas, including the muksa items. There is, in one case, an Isser Hatzola, when there's a fire in your house itself. There, there's an Isser Hatzola, Yishar Esasul Chabuye. But in any other case, when there's a fire in your neighborhood, or when there's listim, or whatever the case might be, there, there's no Asul Chabuye. There, fakert, Eloi Yishar Eslay, you might come to be Eiv and Isser Deraisa, so Mela, you'll have to be Eiv on the Isser Muksa to say. That's a Sefer Chumash Shita, but there are other paiskim that hold that even when the fire is in your house, the Sefer Chumas allowed you to save. And they make a chilek that food and clothing aren't so valuable. So Chazal made restrictions on it, because if you're going to start saving the food and the clothing, you might come to be mechaba. Masha'en kein, when you're saving a muksa item, it's usually money or something else that's valuable. So therefore, the Chazal will matter across the board. So it comes out two chalukim, two pshatim, when Chazal more machmir, when Chazal more mekel. According to the first pshat, the chumrah only is in one case, when there's a fire in your house. There, don't save anything, yishar asas l'chavuyeh. When there's no fire in your house, it's a fire out of your house or any other emergency, then vakeh, then we're matir, because if we're not matir, you'll come to be over. But this pshat, it's a pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak Abuav that the Beis Yosef brings in the Taz, and the Beis Yosef seems to go with it, and the chilek isn't that. The chilek is when we're dealing with a valuable thing like money, then we're mekel. When we're dealing with something not as valuable like food and clothing, then we're more machmer. See, Rabbi Yitzchak Abuav is medayikit from the Ran. The Ran brings Rishayim's kasha on the Sefer Atrumas, that it says mefurish there, by Kol Kisvei, that Yiladu b'matzil and tikha sefer imas sefer afi sheish b'seichan mois, the Mishnah says. You could save the bag that the sefer comes in, together with the sefer, even though there's money in the bag. So you see clearly that there's a problem of muksa of saving money. The only thing is, if it's in the bag already with the sefer, so then you lie to save it, you lie to do it together. But stam saving money is aser, mefurish gemara. So the Ran says the Teretz that the Sefer Trumas will learn that that's talking about to a chatzah she'enim urevis. Svarim have a special heter, you can even carry them to a chatzah she'enim urevis. They don't have that heter with other things. There, you need the heter of Metzil and Tikka Sefer, Ema Sefer, Avishesh B'Seicha Mois. So it sounds from the Ran that when you're saving to a chatzah urevis, even in the case where the fire is in the house, and that's the case of saving the Svarim, you'd be allowed to save the mice, even though it's still to muksa. That's the Chari Yitzchak Abuav's diuk from the Ran. Palakopanim, that's a machlekes ha-peskim in the pshat of the Sefer Atrumas. The Mishnah Berurah brings down both studim. When you're allowed to save muksa, does that mean only when there's no fire in your house, when the fire in your house is an issa to save? Well, since muksa is valuable, it's not the same. You're not allowed to save food and clothing, but you're allowed to save muksa because it's more valuable. That's the first sheet. That's a Sefer Trumas, he's the most mekel. And the Rishonim here, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, they all argue on the Sefer Trumas, but for three different reasons. And it comes out very big nafkiminas lalacha between the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran. The Ramban is the most machmer. The Ramban says, since I see in our Gemara, they were more mekel, but in the Gemara thereby, the fire, they were more machmer. I think the pshat is like this. When you're asking someone to throw away money, that no one could do. No one's throwing away money. That you can't do. No one could throw away money. So Mamela, if the issue is throwing away money, we're going to be mekel. We're going to allow you not to throw away the money. Ad kidei kach will even allow you to be over on an issa derabanan. Because if the other alternative is throwing away the money, it's not going to happen. You'll be able to nisa deraisa. Mashen kain, passively not saving the money, that people could do. That you could do. No one could throw away money they have, but to passively not save the money, that they could do. So it's only mishehechshech loy b'derech, that's the only case they will make. Because there, the only eitzah is throwing away the kist, no one's going to manage that. But any other case where your money's in trouble, a fire, a listim, or anything like that, that's a question of saving money. Saving money, adam is maimin and fakert. We bedafka don't want you to save money when it comes to dleika, even baif and heter, because there you might come to an isser, adarabba, don't save any money. That's a Ramban shita. But the Rashba argues, he says, l'chay you see from the Gemara not that way, because the Gemara here talks about metziah, and the Gemara says, dafka kisa of metziah loy, and presumably the reason for metziah is, because b'chol not your money. So mainly you don't care about it so much. Not yours. It's only menias harevach. But let's say it'll be your money, but it'll be on the ground like a metziah. It sounds like you'd be allowed to save it. Even though there also, it's not a question of throwing away money, it's a question of saving money. That's taina the Rashba and the Ramban. But the Rashba's taina specifically on the Sefer Truman is like this. Over here, you hirshach loy b'derech. Right? And Chazal tell you, no, you gotta throw away the money or not save the money. So you'll be over Nisa Deraisa, you'll take it home, and that's a Nisa Deraisa. Mashain Cain, if your money's in your house and there's a fire, whether it's in your house or in your neighborhood, or listim are coming, or whatever it is, and Chazal tell you, don't save your money. Then you'll be even Issa Deraisa, if you can't listen to Chazal. So you'll be even Issa Deraisa, and you'll save your money. You're not going out, when there's listim coming, he says, you're not bringing your money to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's going to cause the listim to get it more. You want to hide the money. So if you're not going to be able to listen. If we're not going to tell you it's mutter to move muksa, so what will you do? You'll move muksa. So what's the problem? Chazal will only makel because when there's a shashil doing this with the rice, then Chazal will makel. That's for hechshus leiv v'derech. But stam, when you have a problem with your money, and you won't be able to hold yourself back, okay, so Chazal will tell you, hold yourself back if you can't. So you can't. That's tain of the Rashba. And this is brought in the Paiskim, Simon Shin Lamedalad, when the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Sefer Truma b'shem Yesh Matirim, he brings the Yesh Eishrim, and the Paiskim bring down the Rashba's Tam, because you don't have the Het to Mishirsha, because there is no Issa Deraisa that you'll be tempted to do. But the Rantainas, and the Paiskim their Taina, it doesn't sound like such a starker Taina. You can find an Issa Deraisa that you'll do. The Ran says you could take the money out, you know, you're trying to save the money. So if there'll be matter to do Tiltal Muksa and Pachas Pachas Medal and Amis and all these Derah buttons, you'll do it. If not, you'll bring it out. You'll run with it out of the city. I don't know. The Paiskim say, you'll dig a hole in the ground to hide the money. There are plenty of Issa Deraisas that come up in all emergency situations. And that's what's done with the Sefer Tshuvas holds. So the Ran says another chiluk. The Ran says a third chiluk that he has to argue on the Sefer HaTshumas. The Ran's also, his Ran is bothered by this kasha. When do you say that a person is Ayman al-Mamaynai, and if you don't let him be Mekel, so he'll come to be Ayman Issa Deraisa? Or when do you say, Fakat, that Adam Bal al-Mamaynai, if you let him be Mekel, then he'll come to be Ayman Issa Deraisa? When do you say, that's what we say by fire? What's the pshat? So the Ran says, very gishmak a chiluk like this. He says, when you're dealing with an emergency, which is an emergency even if it wasn't Shabbos, you're dealing with a fire, or listim, or any type of an emergency which requires an emergency response, there you have a behilus. There, you know what Chazal told you in that case? Don't do anything. It's Shabbos. Don't do anything. Because if you're going to start dealing with this emergency on Shabbos, you're going to be even this or the rest, probably. Because you're dealing with a big emergency. When you're dealing with an emergency, you can't think straight. So, because I'll tell you one thing. Don't do anything. Don't save anything. Listen, if you can't listen, you can't listen. But Chazal hold fakir. If you do start doing something and try to figure out what's the Rabbana, what's the Reis, it's not happening. We're dealing with an emergency. If you're in the saving mode, that's it. You're gone. You're going to be Hefenus and the Reis. Adam Baal Amamaynai. Here, Yemisha Hekshachlai Bederech. You're fine. You're nice and calm. There's no emergency. The emergency is that it's Shabbos. So here, you're confronted with a problem. It's not like a panic happened and you have to respond, and then Chazal don't want you responding to this panic because it's a panic situation. You're probably going to be open to their eyes. Here, there's no panic. You're walking peacefully on the road. What's the panic? The panic is it's Shabbos. Okay. So here you have a big nesayin. You know that the halach is telling you you gotta throw away the money. So not everyone's gonna be able to be able to that nesayin. So Chazal want to help out, and they say, listen, don't throw away the money. We'll allow you to do all the derabbanans, and make sure just to be even this derabbanan, and everything will be fine. Now you're not in a big panic. Once you know the etzes, what to do to save your money on Shabbos, you're fine. So there Chazal was mekel. So that's the Ran's taina. That the only time you have is when there's no panic. When there's no be'etzim panic. The panic is only because of Shabbos. But if you have be'etzim panic, then you have the other way. So b'kitza, there are three different tainas against the Sefer HaTshumas and the Rishonim here. The Sefer HaTshumas says a klal. Anytime your money is at risk, you're allowed to be oif and isidur abanan of total muksa. Because if we don't allow it, you might be Eifin Issa Deraisa. And there's a shaila in the Paiskim and the Sefer Tshumas, is there an exception? When there's a fire in your house, Then Chazal said no. Then don't save anything because Yisharis le'yasu l'chabuye. Or even a fire in your house, Chazal only asked at saving food and clothing, but valuables are different. Valuables you have in Yisharis le'yasu l'chabuye dal ramasi Yisharis le'yasu l'chabuye can be even deraisa. That's a safer tshuma shita. The Ramban argues because the Ramban holds that the only time Chazal will makel is when you're going to have to throw away the money. When you're going to have to be ma'abed the money be a dime. That no one could do. Hashem came when it comes to saving money, Chazal will never makel altogether. And the Rabba, you see by fire, they were more machmer. Yisharis le'asa l'chabuye. The Rashba has a taina. You see from the Gemara Metziah, they would have been makel if not for the fact that it's a Metziah. That's not throwing away money. So the Rashba says it depends. If we could figure out that if we're not going to be makel, we'd be open to the Raisa, then we'll makel. If there's no Issur Deraisa that we're dealing with, then we're machmer. But the Ran Tainis is always an Issur Deraisa that you could be over. It's not a Taina. But the Ran makes the chilik that when there's an emergency situation, which is be'etzim an emergency, not because of Shabbos, then Chazal said, don't do anything. But when Shabbos is creating the emergency, then Chazal said, do the Rabbanans so you won't come to doing the Raisas. Now the Rabban also says another Chumrah, and the Ramban says it's dafka when he's hichshech loy bederech. So there, it's totally not his fault. He's trying to get home. It's hichshech loy bederech. Can't help it. But let's say someone forgot and brought out money to Rosh Hashanah, and then he says, oh no, I have my money here in the Rosh Hashanah. So in that case, Zok the Ramban, they weren't matter anything. And he brings a raya, because the Gemara early in Perek Naito, and Afkuv Membezim Mebez, the Gemara says at one time, someone forgot a diskayim aloyim moyis bisratya, a whole sack of money in a sratya, Meshusarabim, and they asked Rabbi Eichon, and he said, Heiniach lev kikur etinik. You could be metalta de kikur etinik. And the Gemara ends up that you really can't, because they omer kikur etinik al lemes bovat. Why aren't you matan to metalta? Because he sharis leyas lasiyasuye and dalan amis. So you see, it was only a case of hichshech loy bederech. That's what he times. So that also the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ran, they argue, and they say there's no chiluk. You have the same sora of Einan Amayim and Al-Mamaynai, and Yisharis Le'os La'asiyei. And they say that the Pshan and the Gemara there in Perek Neto is that there, you can really stay there and watch it. Misha hichshech loy bederech, you can't stay bederech, it's a sakana. If you forgot the money b'shat, they say, just stay there. There's no real emergency there that a lisharis le'as l'chabuye. It's a din. It's to be fehefs and mamin. The shayla is if kikar etinik is mutter, but there's no real emergency there. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings this sheet to the Ramban in Simon Reisham of Av Sevches. This Ramban is brought as a yeshayman. That's dafka behirshuch le'bederech, but if you forgot and went out, then you have no heter to, well, Misha, yatsim yibesa samach hachashecha, you don't have a heter. So the Magen Avraham asks a kasha from a Gemara in Avei Dezara Daf Ayin. The Gemara in Avei Dezara Daf Ayin, the Gemara there was discussing if there was a Yid and a guy going on a ship, and the Yid had to leave because it was Shabbos, and the question was, if you can be matter the wine because the guy is scared the Yid will come back. So the Gemara says that Goyim don't think they even keep Shabbos. It says that Issa Geir said when he was a guy, he thought the Yidin Zicha don't keep Shabbos, because if not, we would find a lot of kiss molly mois, we'd find a lot of money bags on the street. Obviously, the Eden don't really care so much about Shabbos. They're more interested in their money. That's what he said. That's what the Goyim thinks. That's why they are scared. So the Gemara says that he didn't realize that there's a halacha, and the Gemara's lashon is, ha-maitzi mois l'shisarabim malichai pachas pachas medalan amis. So pashas, that means, if you take out the money to l'shisarabim, are your kiss, and then you realize, oh no, I have my kiss here, what am I going to do? So you let it go, pachas pachas medalat amis. So zak the Magen Avraham, the Chayim of Furshu, Gemara in Avei Dezara Daf Ayin, not like the Ramban. Now the Magen Avraham says that maybe the Ramban meant that b'mezid. If you took it out b'mezid, then you don't have the heter of pachas pachas medalat amis. But the Ksam Sefer, on the guys here in Shulchan Aruch, he says, you look in the Ramban, it's Mefurish not that way. Maybe the Magen Avraham just saw it was brought b'shem the Ramban, but the Ramban inside is Mefurish, that even by Shecheyach he held was Asa. So the Chayit Shverif from the Gemara in Avei Dezara. The Dagom Rivava there, writes on the Magen Avraham, he doesn't understand, if a guy forgot and took out money, you can't be Moilech Epochah Spachs B'dal Namas, then you're doing a Hanacha. L'chaira, Mi'ikra Din Yumachuyiv to run back to the house where you took it from, Kedei that you shouldn't do Hanacha B'shus Arabim. And this is the Makar to what the Olam says, if you realize something's in your pocket, you have to go back to where you came from. This Dagum Avav is the Makar, because you're not allowed to do Hanacha B'shus Arabim. But I don't know if it's such a tie in the Magen Avraham. Maybe the case is that you already stopped, so you can't go back to where you came from. But Akabonim is the interesting duchrei that the Ramban says that it's only by Hechshech Le'Ibederech, not if you took the money out, and the Magen Avraham's kasha from the Gemara Avodah Zarah that says, Hamaitzi Mois L'Rishus Aradin is Malicha Pachas Pachas Medal Namis. You see, even when you took it out, he wants to make a chul tin shegig and mezid, but like the Sam Sefer points out, it doesn't answer the Ramban, because the Ramban is saying that then even by Shegig. Now there's a very interesting Rambam, a famous Shver Rambam. It's in both Perek Vav and in Perek Chav, where the Rambam brings the din, and the Rambam says the din. The Gemara says, we have a Gemara here, Dafka Kisa of a Metziah Loi. It's only if you forgot your money bag that's yours, but not if you find a Metziah. So the Rambam says, that you don't buy a mitzia, you can't give it to a guy, but you can be malicha pachas pachas midal anamis. And when the Gemara says dafke kisa of mitzia loy means you can't give it to a guy, but you could be malicha pachas pachas midal anamis. So all the rishonim I say it's a pella. Agamara gives an order. You give it to a guy, there's no guy, you give it to a chamar, then a chayrish shaita v'katan, first a shaita, then a chayrish and a katan. And then later on Amid Beis, the Gemara says, if you don't have anything, so what do? You might have a Medal Anamis. Now, Mitzi, you're not allowed to even give it to a guy. How could you possibly might have a Chepachas Pachas Medal Anamis? As everyone asks this Kasha, and the emphasis, the Chach Milunil, already wrote this Kasha to the Rambam, and the Rambam said to Teretz, it's unclear what he means. He said that Pachas Pachas Medal Anamis is not Avsha Milsa. Giving to a guy is more Avsha Milsa. You didn't answer the Ikka Kasha, but here we find that Pachas Medal Amis is like the least they wanted to be Mekel. And by Metzia, they didn't want to be Mekel giving it to a guy. Why would they be Mekel Pachas Medal Amis? So the Ramban and others say that maybe there's a Svara by Kisai, since you're so bold, so you'll end up carrying it more than Dalan Amis B'Shus HaRabim. Now Shankin Metzia, you're not so bold, so maybe you won't end up carrying it more than Dalan Amis B'Shus HaRabim. You'll be more careful. The Chedushim HaMichas L'Maran brings this Teretz B'Shem the Tshuvas HaRambam. Apparently in his Nusach, the Rambam wrote this Svara. But the Shainim have a hard time with it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass it like this Rambam. Doesn't bring it. But some want to say that the Rambam's Gerson, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, like we said, HaMaitzi Mois L'Shus HaRambam, HaMaitzi Kis L'Shus HaRambam, Malicha Pax Medal Amis, it's HaMaitzei. Not Maitzi with the Yud, Maitzei he finds. And the Rambam had a Mufurisha Gemara Navei Dezara Daf Ayin, if you find the Kis B'Shus HaRabim, you can be Mayel L'Chepachas Pachas Medal Anamis. But it wouldn't help you to answer the Ramban, because the Ramban argues on this Rambam as well. The Ramban holds that if you took out your Kis, they weren't Mekel. And the Ramban also holds if you find the Kis, they weren't Mekel. So Mela, we're pretty stuck with this Gemara Navei Dezara and the Ramban. But there is such a suggestion that the Rambam's gears of the Gemara there was HaMaitzei without a Yud, that if you find the Kis, that will be the Makar of the Rambam. Now the Gaon has a taina also that there's a Gemara above Metzia, but the Gemara is discussing Kinyanim, and if you could be Kaina when people aren't normally Kaina, and the Gemara says Ela Me'ata, if you find the Arniki B'Shabbos, and people aren't Kaina and Arniki on Shabbos, the Hachanami wouldn't be Kaina. If the Halacha is that if you find the Metzia, you'll either be kainet and move it, pachas, pachas, medal, and amis. So what's the Gemara by Metzia Daftes saying? Yeah, but what's the Shver Rambam? Rishayim will argue that Allah is the master by Metzia, just like you're not allowed to give it to a guy, you're also not allowed to move it, pachas, pachas, medal, and amis.